Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm a Passionist priest. I want to tell you about the Passionist community and St. Paul of the Cross, the founder of the Passionists, who was called the Hunter of Souls. I love that, because he searched for souls. He searched people. He reached out to try to help people. Let me give you our keynote scripture for the Passionists. It comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Jews demand signs, Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than people, and the weakness of God is stronger than people. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. St. Paul of the Cross, as I said, was called a hunter of souls. Now, don't confuse him with St. John of the Cross, two different saints. And he was called of the cross because he always preached about the cross or the crucifix. When he would go out on missions, he would take a crucifix with him. So he was called St. Paul of the Cross. And he was called a hunter of souls because he didn't wait for people to come to him. He went to them. And he said, love is ingenious. That was one of his favorite sayings. Love is ingenious. And that's what I love about television, radio, writing books. See, we don't wait for people to come to us. We go to them through television. That's why EWTN and Catholic stations, and it's so important to have these. And I invite you to support EWTN and support your Catholic stations, because we use the media to go to people right into their homes with the gospel message. And that's being ingenious in today's day and age. The use of technology, the use of media is so very, very important. So he was called a hunter of souls. And God is the same way. God is a hunter. If you look at Jesus in the Gospels, you know, he's always traveling and journeying and going from town to town and preaching the gospel. He wasn't sedentary. He didn't just stay in one place. He was always on the move, preaching the gospel. Francis Thompson called God the hound of heaven. Think about a bloodhound, not out to get you, but out to get you in a good way. Always on your trail. He's got your scent. So that's the way Paul the Cross was, and that's the way Passionists are. They are meant to track you down, preach the gospel the best they can. And we're trying to come to you, just like I'm doing right now, into your homes. And St. Paul of the Cross had these wonderful sayings. He was a great preacher. He said, look at the cross. This is the miracle of miracles. People are all looking for miracles. This is the greatest miracle. In the Gospel of John, it's called a sign, the greatest sign. And then Paul the Cross said, this is the most overwhelming work of God's love. People are all wondering, you know, does God love me? How does God love me? Just gaze at a crucifix. And then he said, everything is to be found in the cross. Everything, redemption, salvation, forgiveness, mercy, it's all to be found. See, he's called St. Paul of the Cross. He broke open the crucifix. He broke open the meaning of Jesus' passion. That's why we're called Passionists. The word passion, of course, means energy, enthusiasm. It can have a sexual connotation, passion. But most of all, it means suffering. And St. Paul of the Cross is dedicated to the suffering, proclaiming the meaning of the passion to all. I first came into contact with the Passionists when I was probably about 22 years old. Young man in college. I just graduated from college. Became a youth minister, and I was doing some youth ministry in the church. Then that summer, I went on a program to Baja, California. Baja, California in July. It was like 120 degrees in the daytime. It was hot. Well, the Passionists community had this summer program for young men interested in possibly joining religious life. And it was working with the poor in Mexico. And we went to a little town called Indiviso in Baja California. It was abject poverty. It was, I've never seen anything like that. I didn't even get to stay in a house. I slept outside at night. For 3 weeks, we helped build homes, foundations for homes, if you can call it that. We dug trenches and poured concrete. I was with six priests and there were six young guys. And together, we formed a little community. And this is where I was introduced to the Passionists. And as I looked at the priests, I saw such passion, energy, and zeal and enthusiasm. And their preaching was beautiful. They preached with great fervor, preached the truth, reached out to people. And I thought to myself, you know, this is what I'm looking for. I have been forgiven at the cross and Jesus has redeemed my life. And so I wanted an emphasis on the passion in my life. I felt a call to preach. I want to reach out to people. I have a lot of energy and enthusiasm. So the Passionists seemed to be a great fit for me. And when I saw the priests themselves and met some of them, I thought to myself, I said, this is for me. And eventually I became a Passionist. I've been a Passionist now for 32 years and a priest for 26 years. And I travel around preaching parish missions like St. Paul of the Cross did. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And time in community. We live together in community and with a special emphasis on prayer. So let me tell you a little bit more about St. Paul of the Cross, because when I met the Passionists, I didn't know anything about St. Paul of the Cross. But I was introduced to this great saint who is the patron of preachers, the patron of evangelists. And he was a great mystic, a great person of prayer, and a person who loved tremendously, a person full of passion. So let me tell you a little bit about him. He was born in 1694. His name was Paul Danio, born in Italy, subsequently canonized in 1867, St. Paul of the Cross. And he was called the Hunter of Souls because, again, he didn't wait for people to come to him. He went to them with this great message of the gospel. He was a tremendous preacher, great spiritual director, mystic, and he was called of the cross, St. Paul of the Cross, because, as I said, he traveled with a crucifix. He would always talk about the cross, and he taught us to meditate on the Passion. And I want to say that I think a lot of people are Passionists, and they don't even know it. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you pray the rosary, if you pray the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary, you're a Passionist, because what you're doing is you're reflecting upon Jesus' passion as you pray that rosary, and that's what a Passionist does. We contemplate the passion, we meditate upon Jesus' death, and that prayer, that meditation, actually unites us to Jesus in a way that not meditating on the passion can ever do. We found that, and this is what St. Paul of the Cross said, the passion brings a mystical oneness with Christ. And I'll talk about that more later. So St. Paul of the Cross, born in 1694, Ovada, Italy. Paul Danio, he was the second of 16 children. And when he was a young man, he heard a sermon about God's love. And it moved him, so touched him, he surrendered his life to God. Didn't know exactly what to do, but he knew that he wanted to live for God. His uncle left him a large inheritance, all kinds of money. He renounced it. He took his breviary, the prayer book, and he said, Jesus is all I want. Wow. And when he founded his community, the Passionists, he wanted to call it, first of all, the Poor of Jesus. He just wanted to live simply. He just wanted to live for God. And there's a great joy in simplicity. And that's what St. Paul of the Cross found. So, interesting, 1720. Now he's 26 years old, just a young man. He has a vision one night in a dream, and it's Mary. He had a great devotion to the Virgin Mary. Mary appears to him dressed in this black sackcloth. She said, how great should be the mourning in the sorrow for my son who died on the cross for you. So he had this vision, and he knew that God was calling him to found a religious community. So what do? He got dressed up like this, barefoot. He goes to the Pope's summer palace, because that's where the Pope was at the time, and he's going to present before the Pope his vision, his call, to start a new religious community. There had already been a lot of religious communities in the church, but he wanted to call it the Poor of Jesus. Live simply, live for Jesus, reach out to people. He gets to the summer palace, he's met by the guards, and they thought he was a hobo and a vagrant, and they threw him out. They said, get out of here. He loved the church. He absolutely loved the church, and they're calling him a loafer and a vagrant and telling him to get out of here. He was rejected by the church that he loved. So he went to one of the four major basilicas in Rome, St. Mary Major, and he sees the side chapel, and he kneels down in the side chapel. This is in St. Mary's in Rome. And as he's praying, he noticed the crucifix, and he had this great oneness with Christ crucified at that moment in his life, because he had just been rejected. Remember now, Jesus rejected, crucified. And all of a sudden, this is how he's developing his spirituality of the cross, through real life experience. He's rejected. He sees Jesus is rejected, and he's got this real oneness with God. I was praying one time in my room, and I remember I was struggling. Normally, I have the consolation of the Holy Spirit. It's wonderful. And, you know, the power of God. And every once in a while, I'll get this desolation and this dryness. And I remember I was in my room praying, and I go, I just want to leave. And all of a sudden, I got this sense, Cedric, stay with me. That's what Jesus wanted in the Garden of Gethsemane. I took a title. We Passionists take a title. And my title is Jesus in Gethsemane, because it's a title about the Passion. And as I was praying in my desolation, and I wasn't feeling anything, I realized that what I was doing is I was staying with Jesus while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane suffering. So in my desolation, I was uniting myself to his desolation, and I came to know Jesus in a way that I hadn't known him before. In his most desperate moment, I was uniting my suffering to his and becoming one. That's how you develop a spirituality of the Passion. This is what I'm talking about with Paul of the Cross. There he is. He's praying before a crucifix, uniting his rejection to Jesus' rejection. And he comes up with this inspiration that God, yes, wants him to found a religious community, but not the Poor of Jesus, but the Passion of Jesus. Wow. What a great revelation for Paul. So now, what's he going to do? He's got to get courageous again and go back before the Pope, because he's got to get this thing approved if it's ever going to happen. He knows that God is calling him. He's had the vision. He's got the dream. And by the way, if you have dreams and visions for your life, and I do for mine, they don't always happen right away. Sometimes you got to wait. You got to wait on God's timing. So eventually, about a month or so later, he goes, he takes courage, goes to the same palace, the summer palace where the Pope is, and miraculously, he got let in. Wow. That's the way it is with God. Suddenly, a door will open for you. He goes before the Pope, presents his vision about the Passion of Jesus, wanting to start a community, and he's approved. Then he went away on a long retreat, and he writes this beautiful rule, 40-day retreat, writes this rule, and it was approved by the Pope. It was approved by Benedict XIV. And you know what Benedict said, the Pope, when he approved his rule? This Passionist community should have been the first community in the church. And behold, here it is, the last community. It was the last community at that time. So, I mean, he's got everything going for him now. He's got visions. He's got the title. He's got the spirituality. He's got the approval of the church. And then he started gathering companions. Gathering companions. And I'm praying that some of you that are watching this program will be interested in the Passionists. We have priests. We have brothers. And we have sisters, and we have laity who have joined with us in this great movement to proclaim the Passion of Jesus, to reach out to the poor and the hurting and the broken, the marginalized, to live simply in community, and to be steeped in prayer, the spirituality of the Passion, becoming one with Jesus in this wonderful mysticism. And let me tell you a little bit more about that. When Paul of the Cross, not Paul the Apostle, but when Paul of the Cross founded the community, he didn't so much wanted his residences to be called monasteries, although they are now. He called them retreats. Retreats. Because he had this idea of this spirituality where this is where we learn how to pray, spending time reading the Bible, reading good books, meditation, contemplating the Passion, Liturgy of the Hours, Mass, and then strong in the Lord, we go back out and we minister, we help people, and we go back. See that rhythm? That's the spirituality of St. Paul of the Cross. So what happened was he developed retreats all around the world. At his time, it was in Italy. But now the Passionists are in 61 countries. We're all over the world. And here in the United States, we have retreat centers, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Detroit, New York, Florida. I live at the retreat center in Houston, Texas. We have a slogan at our retreat center. The slogan is, the place where miracles happen. Because what we've done is we've opened up our retreat, because originally the retreat was just for the religious, for the priests, the brothers, the sisters, and we've opened it up to lay people. So now we have Catholic men and women, we have married couples, we have alcoholic retreats. In fact, our retreat center in Houston is a mecca for the 12-step program. We have alcoholic retreats for men and women, but every day, alcoholics, Al-Anon people, they get together and they meet every day at our retreat center. It's a mecca. So the retreat has been opened up for all people. Many of you have been on retreats. You know what they are. They're time of prayer, time of hearing about God, time to reflect on your life, time to go to confession. See, this is what Paul of the Cross wanted for everybody, to be able to find God, to be able to provide an atmosphere of quiet and silence so that people could encounter God. That's what I love about St. Paul of the Cross. He was so God-centered. And by the way, his feast day is October 19th worldwide. In the United States, it's October 20th, the day after, because there's other saints on the 19th. So in the United States, we changed it to the 20th so that St. Paul of the Cross could have his own feast day. So St. Paul of the Cross, very dedicated to prayer, he would have what's called soliloquies with Jesus. He would talk to Jesus on the cross. And an incredible depth in union with God came from that. And I invite you to do that, to talk to Jesus on the cross. He was a mystic, but Paul struggled. He had a great prayer life, but like everybody, at times he had this desert, this dryness. In fact, just to let you know, Paul lived to be 81 years old. He didn't die a young saint. He lived to be 81 years old, had a lot of companions at the time of his death. On his deathbed, he said, "By this all will know that you are Jesus' disciples, if you love one another." See, Paul was all about love. The reason why he was a hunter of souls is because he was loving people, reaching out to people, preaching, helping, being a chaplain in a hospital. And that's what we Passionists do. We don't preach just because we have the gift. We preach because we love people. Well, anyway, in his prayer life, he always invited people to a deep mysticism, but he struggled at times. And scholars will tell us, historians will tell us, for the last 30 years of his life, he struggled with possible desolation, probable desolation, and possible depression. Because he wasn't feeling anything. He had mystical visions in his youth. But then he lost that feeling. He lost that great consolation. But what I love about Paul is that even though he didn't feel anything, remember what Jesus said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." Same thing in the prayer life. "Blessed are you who continue in prayer even though you don't feel anything." And that's exactly why Paul was such a great spiritual director. And he was a great mystic and people sought him out, is because he was able to identify with people that didn't have all these mystical visions because he was going through the same thing. Again, remember now his spirituality of the passion. So many people are suffering spiritually, and he became one with people in his own passion, in his own desolation. And people sought him out because they were looking for answers. And one of his favorite sayings was, "Remain on the cross with Jesus." Did you get that? St. Francis of Assisi, he prayed before a crucifix one time, a Byzantine crucifix, and it preached him a sermon. Literally, he heard the voice of Jesus say, he saw the lips of Jesus move on the Byzantine crucifix and say, "Francis, go repair my church that's falling into ruin." He heard the Great Commission to go, and he went, and he preached in the streets, the piazzas, and people came to know Jesus in a personal way. So Paul the Cross just simply said, spend a little time with the crucifix. It'll preach you a sermon. It will speak to you. He had a great spirituality of the passion, a deep mysticism. And he was a great preacher toward Italy. Remember what I said? He was a hunter of souls. He didn't just sit in a monastery. He knew he had to go out to people. That's what I love about television, because it offers us the opportunity to go out to people, to come right into your homes, hospitals, hotels, wherever you're watching. Love is ingenious, and we're using the technology to reach out. That's what Paul the Cross would do today. So he was a hunter of souls, and he would preach parish missions. If you've ever been to a parish mission, that's exactly what I do in my ministry. I've preached over 400 missions in the last 26 years as a priest. And what happens is we go into a church and it's a retreat for the whole church. When he would begin his mission, he would have the bells toll of the church with a funeral toll. And it was like the whole town would hear the gong of the bell, and he did it so that he would remind people that everybody is going to die and you must be prepared for death. And so he would preach with great passion, great fervor about coming back to God, because the people of his day were lax. Even the priests of his day were lax in their faith, and they needed renewal. They needed revival. I think that's the purpose of EWTN and Catholic affiliates, is to bring people into a deep personal relationship with God, to help you not to be lukewarm or mediocre, but to be on fire with the love of God. And so he preached. He was a hunter of souls. He preached with great fervor. And he preached in a way where he would tell stories, be down to earth, in a way that people would understand. He didn't use highfalutin theology. And that's what I try to do in my ministry, is preach in a way that people can understand. And then he preached to try to get people into the confessional. That's what he said about his ministry. He said, "I preach so that people will come to confession, because in the confession, God will do open heart surgery. You know, if you come with an open heart, God will heal your wounds and reconcile you and bring you closer to him and forgive your sins and heal the guilt and the shame." Greatest surprise in my 26 years as a priest has been the confessional. People are so vulnerable to me there. And I can see God working in the conversions, in the ongoing conversions, in the rededications, in the surrender. It's so beautiful to see. I preach so that people will come to confession, because I know that in the confessional, God will do a great work. And I'm inviting you to be reconciled to God. As an ambassador of Christ, that's what it says in the Bible, I plead with you, be reconciled to God. That's the heart of St. Paul of the Cross. And then, of course, Paul was a writer. He didn't write books. He wrote letters. If he was alive today, he'd be writing emails all the time. And he wrote all kinds of people with spiritual direction and counseling. For example, Agnes Grazi. He said, place yourself in the hands of God, abandoned to God, without, like a ship without any oars or sails. In other words, he was saying, surrender to God. To a religious sister, he said, make frequent acts of abandonment into the hands of God. He would always talk about the providential hands of God and giving yourself into those hands, abandoning yourself. So Paul was big on surrender. And I invite you to make a surrender to Christ crucified. Give your life to him. So now in the United States and around the world, we have priests, brothers, sisters, and laity who have joined with us in this great mission of preaching Christ crucified. We reach out to the poor, the broken. We reach out through preaching, through missions, through retreats, through being chaplains. We reach out in every way possible because people are suffering. I learned that in Baja, Mexico. There was a great suffering going on there, and we're trying to reach out the best way that we can. Is God calling you as a layperson to join with us in our mission? Perhaps, like myself, you're searching for a good religious community. The Passionists. Do you have a vocation to proclaim Christ crucified, to spend time in prayer meditating on Christ crucified, and to preach the Passion? We need you to proclaim God's love, to be a hunter of souls. Remember, love is ingenious. We need you to reach out. And I'm praying by the grace of God you will make a surrender, that you will spend time with the Passion, that you will pray and stay in the garden with Jesus, and that you will be your best. And if God is calling you, as Paul the Apostle, St. Paul of the Cross said, abandon yourself to God and say yes, and he'll take you places that you never dreamed. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All things work to good for those who love God, who have been called according to his purpose. I talked in my preaching about St. Francis of Assisi in the dungeon, how it changed him, Joseph in prison, how it changed him. And I have a prison ministry where I have a number of pen pal ministers, people writing to people in prison. And I got a letter from a woman in prison. She said, I've been reading your books, Live Passionately, You Can Change, Challenges Make Champions, You Are Loved. And she said, it's really touching us. We're sharing it with everybody here. And so I sent her the rest of my books. Then I got a letter from somebody that said, we're not Catholics, but your Christian teaching and preaching has so impacted us and inspired us that we have been renewed. We have never contributed to any TV evangelist but you. You are divinely special to us, and we're devoted to your ministry. I thank you for that. And what I'm trying to do here is to help people gain perspective in their life. I want you to have meaning in your sufferings, and also I want you to gain perspective. I'm reaching out to people in prisons. I'm trying to help all people, people that have fallen away, young people, and we're doing this. We're reaching out with the gospel everywhere in the world. Would you support me either by buying my resources or by becoming a partner with my TV ministry? I'd so, so appreciate it. If you like the preaching, please support it. We'll send you an envelope. Just designate whatever book you want. We'll send that to you. Thank you in advance for your generosity. Don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live. Live with passion.